Chapter 13. The Holocaust. On January the 27th, 1945, the death camp at Auschwitz was liberated by the Russian Red Army. More than half a century later, the camp stands as a reminder of man's inhumanity to man. A journey to Auschwitz often leaves visitors too shocked to speak. Inside the camp, behind the double row of electric fences, 1.5 million men, women, and children were put to death. Their only crime was that they belonged to another way of life. Auschwitz was a grim place. The number of prisoners passing through the camp meant that grass never grew. In summertime, there was dust. In winter, mud. It was a place of unspeakable suffering. The old and the young were brutally mistreated. The gas chambers, which worked with Teutonic efficiency, could exterminate 1,000 lives in the space of a few minutes. Today, tragic reminders litter the camp. There are mountains of suitcases and spectacles. There are thousands of photographs of prisoners, all of them with shaven heads, all of them in striped prison uniforms, all of them frightened. Over the main gates remains the sign, Arbeit macht frei. Work makes free. There are also new signs outside the camp, which describe it as a place of exceptional horror and cruelty. Just how horrible and cruel, we will never truly know.